This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It is May 1st. The Penguins aren't playing. That sucks. We got so used to that over the years. Sarah Sivian of the Bleacher Report, she ranked the teams that have a head coaching vacancy in order of least desirable to most desirable. There are eight. The Rangers, the Flyers, the Ducks, the Bruins, the Kraken, the Penguins, and the Blackhawks. Did I get all eight?
I think so.
She had the Penguins the third most desirable behind Chicago and Anaheim.
Least desirable. Or most desirable.
Depends on which way. It would have been fifth least desirable, third most desirable.
All right.
She had Chicago and Anaheim ranked ahead of Pittsburgh as a destination a coach should want to go to. We already know that David Carl, the head coach of Denver University, turned down Chicago. So if she's got the Penguins as a least desirable place to be, then serves to reason he wouldn't want to come here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I agree with her ranking or not. And I think she does a great job. This isn't personal, anything like that. But I think the Penguins' job is more desirable than Chicago's. But I don't know that I agree that it's more desirable than like the Rangers.
No, I don't think. I think the Chicago would be more desirable because you have a Bedard.
You have Bedard.
A young possible Crosby, or you want an old Crosby and have to deal with that, an old established Crosby, and having to facilitate a rebuild with also appeasing an old established Crosby.
That was her logic too. And Connor Bedard is 19 years old, and I'm going to say something that I am sure I'm going to regret, and people can call me a moron for years to come. I don't know that he's that good. I mean, for me, he's definitely not the next Crosby. He is good. Crosby at 18 had 100 points. At 19, he had 120 points. This guy's putting up 61 and 67. It's a bad set of circumstances around him.
Yeah.
No one would argue that he has the cast of characters around him that Crosby did. And Crosby benefited.
Could you
from
put
that.
The cast of characters, if you were allowed to, around him? And would he be good?
David Carl seems to think no, but I understand exactly what you're saying and what Sarah Sivian put out there. Would you rather have a 19-year-old who has superstar potential or a 37-year-old who God knows how long he's even going to be here? I would rather go coach a contender.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm a 35-year-old, maybe you're right. Maybe Carl's got it all wrong. Maybe you do want to go and grow with Bedard in Chicago, and now you guys are tied at the hip, and if you have success, you have success. If you don't, you get let go. If it were me, I'd want to go coach the Rangers. Now, they have a toxic culture there. There are all kind of stuff that was going on there, but they were a President's Trophy winning team 2 years ago. They had 90 points this season. No, they were contending for a playoff spot this season. It fell apart late for them, in large part because of that toxic situation that they had going on there. But the right guy could get them back to the playoffs and in contention immediately. They have the best goaltender, arguably, on planet Earth in Shesterkin. I would pick the Rangers. What are the selling points, though, of this Penguins job, though?
Man, that's a good discussion topic there, because I don't know. And I've been thinking about this a lot. And knowing that Dubas has full control, I don't know. Like, if I'm a coach and I have an opportunity, like, I want some control. Like, I don't want the GM to have full... And you look at this situation. He just fired Sullivan, and he's taken, you know, onus for it. Like, he's going to have full control. Like, what is your say-so going to be? Like, is he just going to walk all over me and just kind of push every single button, and I'm going to just be stuck? Kind of like Shelton is a little bit.
It's funny you say that. I wrote down some selling points and some negatives, and that was one of my negatives. How much say are you really going to say?
Right.
Are you really going to have? Also, you're not going to have a great idea on when exactly the roster is going to be contender worthy. You don't know how long Sid's going to be here. You're saddled with Letang. The assumption there is that he's going to come back and play. He had the heart surgery. You just don't know. And I want to be delicate in criticizing the guy because, again, he just had heart surgery, but he was not good this year. This was the first year where he really, really fell off. Now, maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate. But you figure he's not going to move. Who's going to trade for a guy that just got heart surgery that has a no-move clause? Even if he waives it, who's going to take on that risk for a guy in his 30s? You're not going to get anything. Like, I just don't
Rutherford?
Think... Rutherford? Maybe. Yeah, maybe. 100% the right answer. Doran, you get a sticker.
Or wherever Sullivan might go if he loves Letang.
Another good one.
Because he's probably going to go to a place where he has some control, you would assume. He's going to be like, look, I'm going to take a job where I have some say-so. So, and some influence, maybe there.
No one loves to trade for his old players more than Jim Rutherford does.
Right.
Both great points by you. Hadn't considered it. Chris Letang, you could have communication, honest communication with Rutherford, and Rutherford's going to buy into you telling the truth. And same thing with Sullivan. Sullivan saw him play this year. Now he also saw him deteriorate, but Sully also has faith in his guys.
And he wants some, I would want some familiarity and having a guy that has been around me for so long to be able to infuse my style with other players. I kind of would want somebody that was a Chris Letang-like.
And Jim Rutherford made it pretty clear that he and Sullivan are not going to be working together.
Right.
That well, Sully wants to stay on the East Coast.
He says that now. I mean, what if all the opportunities don't fit and that one's the best one? I mean, it says that now, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it could always come back around. The Rangers could hire somebody else, sure. So could Boston.
Yeah.
I don't think that, I hope not, I don't think Sully would want to go to Philadelphia.
No.
I think Tocchet wants to go there. I have been told that that is probably more likely than Pittsburgh. But I'm not allowed to break news anymore. I'm not allowed to report anything.
I did see, I believe that TK said that Tocchet isn't the right guy for the
Not job. A good fit.
Right.
He's in his 60s. He wants to win. He won championships here in Pittsburgh. He's a Philadelphia legend. It's going to be really tough if Sullivan is in New York and Tocchet's in Philly, because we have an affinity for those guys. Mm-hmm. Those guys have been part of Penguins history. That would suck. I think that might be the most likely outcome, though. Here are the selling points for the Penguins job. Somebody help me with more. 412-928-9370. Doran, help me with more, and you could text us 412-928-9370. You have Sidney Crosby, at least for the beginning of your tenure, and just listening to Kyle Dubas, I think there would be a level of patience here. You're not going to get canned if you have two bad seasons. I don't think. You never know. It's hockey.
Right.
So it's, I'll even write that down as perceived patience. Those are the two selling points. Josh Yoey wrote glowingly about the fan base, and yeah, this is a great hockey market. It's one of the best hockey markets in this country, and I'd put it up against any Canadian market in North America. But when they're bad, and they are probably going to be bad for a year or two, according to Kyle Dubas, they're going to be at nights where there's 16,000 in there, not 19 or 14. Like, they're going to go through some lean times. That's the way it goes. I'm not sure fan base is a selling point. You win anywhere, people are going to pack the bar. Yeah. Look at Florida.
Yeah.
That place was jumping last night. And that's Florida. They got all kinds of stuff to do. Believe me, you've been there. Go down to Miami Beach.
Yeah.
Go see boobs. See the prettiest people on planet Earth, male and female, walking around. There's a lot of stuff to do down there. They're packing the barn, even for regular season games when you win. I don't know if fan base is a selling point.
No, that's not. I mean, to me, the job, like the list would be like, you know, from best to worst. I need a goalie.
Yes.
I need a goalie. And that's why this is, that would be in a negative column for me if I were looking at the Penguins as being a really good suit and really good situation for to be the next head coach, because you do not have a goalie at all.
No. Well, they've got the guy in the AHL. He's never played.
Right.
He never played in the NHL.
I'm not going to rely on that.
So you can't mark that down as a sure thing. Definitely not. Here's a text, and it's a good one. Plethora of draft picks coming up and a GM with an affinity to spend. We do know Dubas likes to hunt the big fish. He did it in Toronto. He did it with Carlson. So there is that, and you do have these draft picks coming up. And I'm sure in the interview process, it'll be discussed chapter and verse whether those picks will be made or moved for young talent. I would put those in the positive category. However, you do need to compare the Penguins to the Joneses. How attractive is the job relative to the other jobs out there? They have $23 million in cap space. That's a ton. Anaheim has $38
million. Mm.
And they've got great young talent, and you'd get to live in California. And if fan base is allowed to be a selling point here in the eyes of some, then my God, the beaches of California get to be a selling point out there. But the taxes, people driving around screamed into the void.